Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating. So today we'll do two short ahadith. An Abi Umamah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, an an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idha rafa'a ma'idatahu قال الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه غير مكفي ولا مودع ولا مستغنى عنه ربنا رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would raise the tablecloth, would raise the dastarkhan, he would say, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abundant praise which is pure, blessed, and not considered to be sufficient. O our sustainer, we neither regard this food as final, nor do we consider ourselves independent of it. Ulama explained that this part of the translation that we did here, that we neither regard this food as final, either we don't regard this food here as final, O Allah, we do not regard your praises also as final. In other words, this was the deep meaning of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, his Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make du'a at every opportunity, at every occasion, to such an extent that before eating also taking the name of Allah ta'ala, whilst eating also praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when after eating also praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the dastarkhan also is being lifted, again there is a du'a to be read. So many times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. This dua we should try to learn it. If you don't know it by heart, then try and get it printed and leave it somewhere near where we eat. So when we finish eat, and now the dastarkhan is being lifted, raised, taken away, at least we can read this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a very, very nice dua. So just to go through the meaning again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start off this dua by Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah, here we are taught that praise Allah Ta'ala after eating, and now praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at the time when the dastarkhan is being lifted. So all praise be to Allah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi, not just praise, not ordinary praise, what type of praise? Abundant praise, which is pure, which is blessed, and not considered to be sufficient. Here we explain, ghayra makfiyin, either that praise also is not sufficient, Allah, in that food that we have eaten, we are so dependent on your ni'mats, we are so dependent on your blessings, that Allah, that this food also, we'll have to come back to it. We're gonna, can't be bidding this food farewell, as the next part of the hadith says, and this food also, we, what we ate now is sufficient just for now, we are dependent on you, Allah, for food again in the future, and we'll still be dependent on we'll still be dependent on you, for food. In other words, wallah, we are completely dependent on you. We are not expressing our greatness that we had food to eat. We are actually expressing our inability that wallah, we've been fed now and we still require food in the future. So the first part of this dua, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala, abundant praise which is pure, blessed, not considered to be sufficient, O our sustainer. We neither regard this as final, neither regarding this blessing or this praise of Allah Ta'ala to be final, nor do we regard this food that we have just eaten to be final, nor do we consider ourselves independent of it, nor do we regard ourselves independent of the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or nor do we regard ourselves as independent of the food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both things we need to do. We need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need the food of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how beautiful and how meaningful the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The last hadith to complete of this chapter. An Mu'ad ibn Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man akala ta'aman faqala alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wa la quwwa ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Rawahu Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi. Wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hadha Mu'ad ibn Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who eats food and says, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala, who gave me this food and provided me with it without any power or might on my part, will have his past sins forgiven. Look what a beautiful dua. Person ate food, and then he enjoyed, whilst he ate the food, he enjoyed all the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating. Look at the kindness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, that praise is for that food that he has eaten. But still, even because if this person has praised Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is so grateful. He's praised Allah ta'ala for that food, but Allah ta'ala in his grace and his beauty, he still blesses this person. What blessing he gives this person? This person made this dua. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who eats food and he says this dua, all praise be to Allah ta'ala who gave me this food and provided me would eat without any power or might on my part. What could we have done to cause that seed to split in the ground? What could we have done to cause that bud to shoot up? What could we have done to give the texture and the color to that plant that came up? What could we have done to give that fruit and that vegetable its qualities and its nutrients and all its different components that it comes with? So many different components. If you look at one thing, you'll see vitamin this and vitamin B, C, D, E. It's got this in it, it's got that in it, it's got so many qualities in it, so many healing qualities, so many nutritional qualities. All that, who's given it? Who's put the sugar in the sugar cane? Who's put the color in the mangoes? Who's put the string in the mangoes? Who's put the different, who put the peel over it? Who's put all the water content in there, in the banana? Who's put the potassium in there from a ground that had nothing? Who put all these things? It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what the person is saying in this dua, that all praise be to Allah who gave me this food and provided it to me without any power or might in my part. All I could do was take that seed, put it in the ground. That's all I could do. Beyond that, I had no power. This was, even that power also to put it in the ground was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had no power. But Allah ta'ala is the one that put the, all the different nutrients, the qualities, the contents, and caused it to sprout. And Allah ta'ala is the one that is feeding me. Without forgetting this, the person now is reminding himself, I can't forget the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make this dua, the one who eats his food and says, all praise be to Allah who gave me this food and provided it to me without any power or might on my path. What Allah ta'ala will do in return when this person makes this dua, simple dua, all praise be to Allah who gave me this food and provided me with it without any power or might on my path. Allah ta'ala will have this person's past sins forgiven. All his gunas of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive it. It refers to all the minor sins, the major sins we know we have to make. Tawbah, cry and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Basically this chapter, the gist of what we can take, the bare minimum, before we eat, we shouldn't forget to take the name of Allah ta'ala. After we eat, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.